In Oakland, California today, police opened fire with non-lethal weapons to break up an early morning protest against the war. About 500 people had gathered at Oakland's port to block the gates of a company that protesters say ships war supplies. About a dozen people were injured, including six longshoremen who were standing nearby waiting to go to work. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The Port of Oakland is a sprawling complex with dozens of different companies operating behind cyclone fence gates that front a major trucking boulevard. Protesters were trying to block the entrance to a company called American President Lines. Police in riot gear gave their order for the crowd to disperse. When the protesters refused, the police shot demonstrators with beanbags, wooden pellets, and concussion grenades. There are conflicting reports as to what provoked the firing. Police say some demonstrators were throwing rocks and iron bolts at officers. Protesters and some eyewitnesses not associated with the demonstration say that the police fired without provocation. Six demonstrators were injured, as well as six longshoremen who were standing by near their company gate waiting to learn whether they would be able to go to work. Longshoreman Kevin Wilson says he was standing against a fence when police charged by after the protesters. Then, he said, police turned and fired on bystanding longshoremen.
Yeah, I saw two guys get shot with, I don't know what they shot them with. They weren't the pellet guns. They were like the grenades, you know, the little grenade, sound grenades. They shot one guy point blank in his shoulder with one. This guy here that's holding his back, they shot him in the back with one. He has broken skin and, you know, swollen. They just, police just went nutty. It's like, you know, all I was coming to do was go to work, you know.
As the police managed to disperse the crowd, the protesters broke up into smaller groups. One group stood at an intersection about a mile away from the initial confrontation. Again, police ordered them to disperse, says Scott Fleming, an Oakland attorney. Fleming is shirtless. He has five nasty welts on his back from wooden pellets.
Most of the group was like older women, and I think some of the Yoga for Peace people. And the police lined up in front of us, and there was a standoff for a few minutes, and people were doing nothing other than walking around in a circle, and they leveled their guns and started shooting. And I turned to run, and I was running as fast as I could, and they just kept shooting me in the back.
Later in the day, the Oakland Police Department issued a statement justifying its response to the demonstrators. It reads, in part, "The city of Oakland will not tolerate attacks which jeopardize the safety of our citizens, businesses, police officers, and law-abiding protesters. As a result of the unlawful acts of individuals and their continued refusal to disperse, various crowd dispersal devices designed to minimize injuries were deployed. Approximately 30 people were arrested." Today's events follow another anti-war protest held here in Oakland. Several thousand people rallied peacefully in a local downtown park on Saturday. Meanwhile, across the bay in San Francisco, there was a far less dramatic demonstration against the war at the federal building, where about 18 people were arrested for blocking the entrance. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland, California.